In one of the question answer sessions in English, somebody asked about nuclear energy, nuclear fusion.
Right.
I made reference to Surah Al-Humazat.
That's right, yes.
Later on, I read the Holy Quran, so I came across...
He didn't ask with reference, I answered with reference to Surah Al-Humazat.
Surah Al-Humazat, yes.
Right, yes.
I also read some other verses, and I came across other verses also, which, you know, has scientific significance, which were not apparent at the time when the Quran was revealed. For instance, in Surah Ar-Rahman, there is a reference there addressing men. It's the whole company of jinn and men. If you can go beyond the confine of the...
That's right, yes, yes.
So do so. And he also went on to give some of the...
other examples, illustrations, yes, from the Quran, yes?
Yes, yes. So, I mean, that was very interesting. I was actually feeling perhaps somebody with deep knowledge of Arabic and the Holy Quran, perhaps, to make a sort of encyclopedia of this scientific fact, the Holy Quran. Whether that is necessary.
The encyclopedia is not, the word encyclopedia is not applicable to this situation,
yes,
because the Holy Quran is a fantastic book. It's impossible to cover all the points it has already raised.
Yes.
Without, we don't recognize them as yet. With the passage of time, when the age unfolds the secrets of nature, as it progresses, more and more verses come to attract our attention. Look here, this is what we said before.
Yes.
And they're coming to prominence in your view is fully supported by the internal evidence which they carry. It's not just a wishful thinking on the part of the Muslim to relate them to some scientific discoveries, because we want the Quran to be accepted as a divine book, but the evidence they contain themselves, in themselves, is so powerful that even for the non-Muslim it is impossible to reject it if they're honest. So that is why I refer to the Surah Humaza, Humaza, kulli Humazatin, because the argument contained in this verse about its applicability to the atomic explosion is so powerful, it's impossible to read it in any other way but to apply it to this situation. So no encyclopedia can be written on this, because there may be hundreds and thousands of verses lying dormantly in the Quran which we can't understand, because the age is not advanced enough to bring to our notice the significance which was there all the time, but we fail to recognize it. But books can be written, and books are being written. And one of my books, which I promised, which have been promising the Jamaat for a long, long time now, every time I think it is ready, some things are discovered which delay the publication. I thought we were ready for publishing it, or printing it and publishing it last year, before the end of the last year. And as such, it was sent to me. It was lying on my table. No, this is the complete book. Everything is checked. No mistakes left. But fortunately, it was suggested to me by some MD research scholars in our ladies' team, that if you permit us, we just give it once over, you know, just go through it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe somebody missed certain important points. It's a very important book. It shouldn't be allowed to be published without all due precautions. I agreed. And then they sought appointment, and having read one chapter, they pointed out to at least a score of mistakes. Mistakes in mostly in my dictation having been misunderstood, the words misplaced, replaced by others, and losing meaning altogether. There were some passages which were, when they were read back to me, I was horrified. I said, did I say that? It's impossible. Then we discovered the secret. One single word was misunderstood by the person who was taking notes, and because we didn't employ any professional stenographers. Even the professional stenographers make many mistakes, but I'm talking of just available people from here and there, the volunteers who would come to me, occasionally give their time. I dictate to them and they bring back the print, and because of the shortage of time, sometimes I can go through it properly, sometimes I say, okay, you have done it, you have seen it, is all right? He says, yes, yes, it's okay. Then I permit him to hand it over to the person who is compiling this. In this case, in particular, this particular case, I was told by the compilers, this is now ready for publication. It has been checked and rechecked. And these two ladies who went through laboriously, they horrified me by presenting the list of mistakes which they noticed. So from then on, with the grace of Allah and with their sacrifice of time, we are going through it verbatim, word for word. And then I dictate to them the corrections to be incorporated in that. And imagine, when they come back, although they criticize others well and justifiably, they themselves have sometimes misunderstood the word I said, and I have to find out the mistakes again and again. So this is the web in which we are caught. But with the grace of Allah, this last attempt is now really proving successful because I'm involved throughout with the Rivian case. And when they tell me everything has been taken note of and introduced properly in the right places, I say, no, bring it back to me and reread it. When I rehear the reading they make, or when I read it myself, then I know this is exactly what I wanted to say. So, as such, this book is in its final preparatory stages, with the grace of Allah. And I shouldn't be surprised at all this time if you have this book in your hand before Jalsa Salana. Okay? And there you will find all these things which have been agitating your minds, compiled in that book, on almost every major issue which agitates the human, modern human mind. Okay?
Yes, sir. Inshallah. I mean, is the title of the book a secret yet? The title of the book?
The title is a four-letter title.
I see.
Revelation and... Rationality and Revelation.
Oh.
Can it lead to knowledge and truth? Which can? You know, that sort of thing.
Yes, yes, yes.
In relation, the question, the answer, the title is, in relation to knowledge and truth. So it's a very comprehensive title, which covers almost all areas of human interest, academic interests. Right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Now the time is over? Okay.